640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Gaza. More explosions as renewed fighting continues between Israel and Hamas. The renewed combat operations come as Israel accuses Hamas of violating the temporary truce. The BBC's Hugo Boshega reports from Jerusalem.
Heavy Israeli airstrikes hit parts of southern Gaza overnight, lighting up the dark sky. One of the targets was Khan Yunis, where members of the Hamas leadership are believed to be hiding. Hamas accused Israel of waging a genocidal war. Across Gaza, hospitals already under pressure were struggling to cope with a large number of casualties.
Gaza health officials say the Israeli airstrikes have killed 184 people and wounded at least 589 others. George Santos has become the sixth member of Congress to ever be expelled from the House of Representatives. It came after a scathing House Ethics Committee report found he grifted from his donors and committed other financial crimes. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
On the eve of the vote, Santos warned his colleagues of the precedent they would set by expelling a member not convicted of a crime.
It's all theater. Theater for the cameras, it's theater for the microphone.
Ahead of Friday's historic vote, he sounded more resigned to his fate.
There's no ceremonial departure. It's goodbye, and you leave graciously, and you accept your faith, and you go on with your life.
Santos has pleaded not guilty in a federal case against him and will face trial. The UN Climate Summit is underway in Dubai. Ali Rosenbluth at Oil Change International with what she hopes to see at the summit.
The United States, the largest historic emitter, the largest producer and exporter of oil and gas, commits to a phase out on fossil fuels that we can see back at home, and communities are no longer impacted by the devastating health impacts.
Some 150 world leaders are attending the conference. A federal judge has ruled that Donald Trump does not have immunity from criminal charges in the January 6th case. CBS's Rob Legarry has the latest.
Whatever immunities a sitting president may enjoy, the judge wrote, the United States only has one chief executive at a time, and the position does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. That's according to Chutkin's order posted late Friday. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all charges and could appeal Friday's ruling.
A search is underway for a possible serial killer targeting homeless people in Los Angeles. Police Chief Michael Moore.
The description we have is a lone individual who we believe to be male, who we believe to be wearing some type of a hoodie of simple clothing. We're very, very limited right now. We have no eyewitnesses at this point that I'm aware of.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Democrats have elected Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader. Hesselbein was elected to represent Middleton in the Senate last fall after a decade of serving in the Assembly. Earlier this week, Melissa Agard stepped down as minority leader after announcing her run for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein beat Senators Kelda Royce and Jeff Smith in a vote for minority leader on Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WISP politics gathering on Thursday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12, but came back again in the fourth quarter. A nice three-point shot from Brook Lopez to take the lead. But Alex Caruso hits from three at the buzzer. The Bulls go on to win 120-113. It was Milwaukee's first overtime game this season. College hoops, it's the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Marquette Golden Eagles tomorrow in the Kohl Center. Tip off 11:30 a.m. Marquette ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry on facing Kansas City.
They're the defending world champs. I mean, they're going to get everyone's absolute best every single week, which you would think that would be the case regardless, but they're not going to sneak up on anybody and surprise anybody.
This will be the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes' first time ever playing at Lambeau Field.
Going to Green Bay, playing in a great environment, which I'm really excited about, against a team that's playing really good football right now.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
39 today, under overcast skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, 35. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 38.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our standing producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board at the world headquarters high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison, Wisconsin. Glad to have you on this TGIF, December 1st. That's right, Mr. Zommers, flip the calendar. It is the 1st of December. We are here on location in the hometown, Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin at WRCE, one of our fine civic media stations. Mr. Zommers, welcome to the weekend, almost.
Yeah, just about.
And I can tell you, over the break, I went into the break room here at RCO. And RCE, and I have now in front of me a slice of this beautiful chocolate mint pie. I'm sorry to do this to you, but I mean, I had to tell you, it's fantastic. I mean, these people at Norsky Nook, no wonder they're one of the best pie places in America, because it's, I don't want to eat in the air, but it's fluffy, it's creamy. You can tell it's made from homemade ingredients, the right texture, the right balance of mint and chocolate. Ugh. I'm leaving the pie here. I'm just going to take a couple of slices with me, but holy macaroni. Happy National Pie Day.
Definitely going to have to make some time to stop by the location in DeForest.
Yes. Right across the street, by the way, from my new eye care place. So that's dangerous. I believe the one in DeForest closes, though, at 3 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. So get on over there and check that out. I believe it, Tim from speaking of Madison or Dayton County, we have Tim from Stoughton on the line calling in about National Pie Day. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tim in Stoughton, we appreciate you listening in. What say you on National Pie Day?
Well, our answer is Ken, K-E-N from Stoughton.
But oh, I'm sorry. Apologize, Ken.
Well, that's your discussion earlier. I grew up in Sauk County and worked on the neighbor's dairy farm, and their expression was apple pie without cheese was like a kiss without a squeeze.
I've heard yes, right?
So we always had to have cheddar cheese on your apple pie, not always, but very, very often we did.
Right. Well, there's some great...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you grew up in Sauk County, there's some great... There's some great places to get cheese in Sauk County. You got Carr Valley Cheese and other ones. And, of course, Sauk County and also Stoughton have a lot of bakeries as well. So is there any particular place that you like to get pie, or what is your favorite pie?
Well, our favorite pie is rhubarb custard. My mother had a recipe that we've used for years, and it's got a brown sugar top crust. There's basically a stick of butter in it and some brown sugar. So anything that's got a stick of butter in it. Gotta be good.
Anything with a stick of butter is fantastic.
Right.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, Ken, really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Ken from down there in Stoughton, and there's a guy who knows what's up. He's a good Wisconsinite as well. He's absolutely right. My grandparents used to say that. My mom says that a slice of apple pie without cheese is like a kiss without a squeeze. Great Wisconsin saying. If you'd like to still weigh in on this National Pie Day, what's your favorite pie or favorite place for pie? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I believe that we have Jay from London on the line calling from the UK today. Jay, what say you on this National Pie Day here in the U.S.? Do you have a favorite kind of pie that you like in the U.K.?
How about if you know nothing about pie? How about that?
You know nothing about pie? They don't have pie in the UK?
I'm laughing here. So I see stuff like that on the highway, but I know nothing about it. So.
Well, okay. What's on your mind today, Jay?
Be very alarmed. Again, you know I go back and forward with this stuff. Hey, I give you an errand, an assignment this weekend. Please do me a favor. Read the Washington Post, Bob Kagan's piece.
Okay.
And then you go to Atlantic, read David Graham's piece. Todd, be very alarmed.
All right. Is there anything in particular you found alarming about these pieces we should be aware of?
Yeah. Trump's dictatorship is inevitable, I think so.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I appreciate the call, Jay. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend over there in the UK. Always appreciate your listenership, and have a great day. Jay in London, we appreciate her. If you want to call in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I believe Chad from Stoughton is on the line as well.
Or no, he just texted in.
Oh, Chad texted in.
Message for the wise. Pie loyalty runs with relationships. Mom makes the best pie, works until you're married, after which your spouse makes the best pie. If you don't figure this out, you're going to be living in your mom's basement.
Well, I don't have a spouse, Chad, so I can still remain loyal to mom's pie. So, but good point. Well, point well taken. If you have a spouse and, you know, they're making pie, you should at least tell that person that pie's the best, I guess. And then if you're with mom alone, say, well, you know, I told my significant other their pie is, but really your pie is the best. It's pie politics. You know, that's what it is. Any other comments on pie, feel free to text us or call in. You can text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your favorite Apple our Android device, the Civic Media app. Also give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Rio, and we have Chico in Rio giving us a call. Go ahead, sir. What say you?
Good afternoon. When I was a teacher at the high school, the home ec teacher always had a unit on pies, and she always asked me, what are your favorite pies? Because she had to make demo pies. And so I made my favorite pies, all five of them, starting with lemon meringue, pecan, peach, cherry, and custard pie. So for the next 2 days, all I had to do bring is a couple cartons of milk, and my lunch was already ready for me.
That is fantastic. I mean, a pie lunch, you can't do better than that, right?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
Chico, that's fantastic. Appreciate your time as an educator as well. You're our hero. So thank you so very much for sharing that. Thanks for listening to us down there in Rio. Chico in Rio, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can text us on the Civic Media app, much like Andrew from Verona on WMDX or listening on WMDX, says, I'm married to someone who doesn't like fruit in their dessert. That rules out a lot of pie. Thinking of getting a divorce after today's conversation. Well, don't get divorced over pie. I mean, it's not worth it, Andrew.
It depends on the pie.
I think the easiest thing, if you're not a pie person, you just agree to disagree and, you know, do your own dessert.
Yeah,
your significant other can have a pie, and then you can do whatever you need to do.
You can always agree to have pie when they're out of town. Also, we got another text from let's see, from Madison. I love homemade mincemeat pie. My grandma and my sister made slash make their own mincemeat. Also, Hubbard really? Avenue Diner in Middleton has great pies. That I can confirm. Never had a mincemeat pie, but I have had pie from Hubbard Avenue Diner, and it is fantastic.
Yes, Hubbard Avenue in Madison, is they do a great job of pie as well. So if you're in Middleton area or Madison, you have Hubbard Avenue in Middleton, then you have out in DeForest, you have Norsky Nook. So all kinds of great pie places. We have breaking news here at the Todd Allball Show at 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock from our CEO and owner, Sage Weil. And I cannot believe that this was going to go unnoticed. Mr. Zomers is trying to sneak under the wire. I have breaking news that it is your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
You weren't going to tell us? You weren't gonna, you were just trying to sneak in, you know, under here?
I wasn't trying to sneak by. I just didn't think it was relevant.
It's very, my sister's birthday was yesterday. We're celebrating Phil. So think about this. My sister, Phil, me, and Zomers all in the same week.
And we're all hitting nice round numbers. I'm 25 tomorrow.
25. Now, are you excited about this? Are you down about this? How do you feel about turning 25, Mr. Zomers?
It's weird.
Really?
It makes me feel old, even though I know I'm only 25, but still.
No, you've heard me tell this before. For those who haven't, I'm 54. My toughest birthday to date was turning 25. Because I thought to myself, this way my mind thinks, when I got to 25, I thought, holy cow, the first 25 just went like that. And at best, I've got three more of these rounds of 25 to go.
Right.
And think how fast the first one went. And now I've done another one. I'm now on my third round of 25 already, Mr. Zomers. I don't know if I'll get a fourth one. So that's why 25, and that's just the way my brain thinks.
That's kind of where I'm at as well.
But now that I'm 54, I look back and I say, oh, my heavens, 25. I mean, you're just a kid. I mean, I know you're an adult, but I mean, in terms of like where you're at in your life, you're young, you're youthful, you're vital, you have vitality. You have your whole life ahead of you, Mr. Zomers.
Jeff Perry says, happy birthday. Thanks, Jeff.
Yes, absolutely. I think Mr. Perry would agree. 25 is youthful, young.
I know, but...
Are you going home? Is there going to be any celebration for your birthday?
I don't really know. I know I'm going to be home for it. And if my family has anything planned, I'm not really aware of it. Although there is a concert that we're going to in the evening. I think it's Brandon Heath, a Christian artist. He's playing in Green Bay.
Oh, nice.
There's a venue there called the Cup of Joy, which does a lot of like charity work and stuff. And my mom brought up this whole laundry list of concerts there and was like, which ones are you interested in? I was like, I don't know. Just pick some. And so there we go.
There you go. All right. Well, happy birthday, Mr. Zomers. You have been fantastic on the show this past year or so. Appreciate you being part of this team. And we wish you nothing but joy and happiness and health in the year ahead.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. So call in if you'd like to wish Mr. Zomers a happy birthday, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Now I really feel bad that I don't have a piece of pie for you.
I can get pie later. It's fine.
I'll see, because I'll be back in Madison tonight. Are you hanging around tonight, or you're heading out?
Right. I have a rehearsal at 6, so need to get back there relatively quickly after the show.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll celebrate in the days ahead. Happy birthday, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Come back with a little bit more. And then at the bottom of the hour, Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World will have Week in Review. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show live from Richland Center, WRCE, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club.
Happy birthday, Mr. Zommers. That isn't music at all. It is your birthday tomorrow, Mr. Aaron Zommers, turning a quarter of the century, 25. My sister is exactly double your age.
Well, she's half a couple days.
Yeah, a couple, yeah, but close. Mr. Zommers celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Our friend Jay from the UK, I believe, calling back. Jay, are you calling back regarding Mr. Zommers' birthday tomorrow?
That's it. You know that, my brother. You know what I told you? I'm the biggest, I am the greatest fortune teller of all time. Not that
really?
Two people will be talking about it, and I will be sending that in coincidence with the package.
Very good. Yes. Very good. Well, this is timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas would say, because I'll be back in Madison later today, and then you've sent this gift anyway that we have not opened yet because I haven't been back in Madison since it arrived, and so I'll open it with Mr. Zommers, and that will serve as his birthday gift.
There we go. That works.
I'm the happiest person. Happy birthday.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I'm full of bug, mama, I get what I need. I'm down and sexy, want to make a love. Come give me a hug, no?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for adding to the festivities. Look at that, Mr. Zommers. An international greeting from the UK. That's fantastic. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Have a great night. Also, I believe Mr. Perry is on the line, our ongoing contributor. Mr. Perry, what say you?
Hey, Todd, and happy birthday, Aaron. I wish you, as Todd said, a great year ahead. When I was a kid talking about pies. First of all, I should mention, Todd, that I just had lunch with some mutual friends who say hello, the lovely and talented Heather Sabin and Mr.
Yes.
Jeff Daniels. So,
fantastic.
To both of them.
Thank you very much.
When I was a kid, I'm married to one of these people, like the previous texter said, whose wife does not care for fruit in dessert.
Really?
So I get, when I get pie, I get like really delicious chocolate pies and pumpkin, you know, Oreo crust things, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, Mom made cherry pie that was just to die for. And I loved it. And on my birthday, speaking of birthdays, I would ask, instead of a cake, I would ask Mom to make her cherry pie. And I would have that instead of birthday cake. That's how much I loved it.
Well, and a shout out to the lovely and talented Helen Perry from here at Richland Center, and who I know very well. And you know, our colleague, your former colleague, Phil Nee, just said the same thing. He wants pie for his birthday over cake.
Absolutely. Any day, I'll take that. So that's my pie story, Todd, for National Pie Day, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I very much so. Celebratory, of course. And you know, and your wife is a lovely person, but I find it odd, these people who are anti-fruit in pie or dessert.
Yep. I don't understand it either, but, but she makes one. I can't say anything bad about the pie she makes because, you know, a chocolate pie with an Oreo crust is fantastic.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Perry. Appreciate you as always. Have a wonderful weekend, and hello to our mutual friends out there as well. Let's go to, I believe, Rico on the phone from beautiful Rock County, making my day and my weekend. Rico, how the heck are you?
Hey, how you doing, Ted?
I am better now, my friend.
I want to get something clear. There's two pie days, so I can't help but think that, you know, the corporate pie barons have cooked this up to sell us more pie. That's all I can
right?
say.
And it worked.
But anyway, for the gal that has, you were just talking about the gal that has, her husband doesn't like fruit.
Yeah.
And I was going to call in earlier anyway. I believe the correct pronunciation for this is called a marguerite pie, and it's right. made with fresh garden-grown tomatoes, and you make the pie like you would any other traditional pie, and you use sliced garden-grown tomatoes, garden-grown, and you use olive oil and fresh basil, and try it, folks. Oh, my gosh, is this delicious.
I have heard of that.
A little different, but that is very good. Very good.
But anyway, are you Italian, Rico?
Happy birthday.
Are you Italian,
no,
Rico?
No, I'm actually not Italian. No, but I love tomatoes and I grow my own.
Yeah. No, they're fantastic. That is a great hot tip. And as soon as we have fresh tomatoes in the spring, I'm trying that out. But I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for the wishes for Mr. Zomers.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Rico in Rock County, always a pleasure to hear from him. And, I've never made that before, but that tomato, basil, Rico's absolutely right. It has to be fresh, like, you know, garden-grown tomatoes you have to use there.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, we grow tomatoes back home at my parents' house in Manitowoc, so... I'll have to see, spring when we get some fresh ones, if we can cook that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you have any other pie stories or suggestions for your favorite pie or your favorite place in Wisconsin to buy pie, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers, let us know if anybody else calls in here. But while we're waiting for that, I want to get to this. Oh, hang on here. We have a text, I believe. Let's see here. WMDX, Mark from the Sack says, the somewhat scandalous Mom's Apple Pie album cover by the band Mom's Apple Pie always comes to mind sometimes when the phrase Mom's Apple Pie comes up. One of those album covers that would need a brown paper wrapper, if not banned completely by some. That we should have asked Bill Lee about that. A music history buff.
I looked it up and I can see why. So at first glance, you might not be able to tell. It's just a little painting of a woman standing in a room with some speakers in the back and holding a pie with a slice taken out of it. However, the pie is illustrated in a way that it resembles certain body parts that I will not go into detail about.
We're not going into detail, yeah. Very good. Yeah, so, you know, some pie things are best kept under a brown wrapper or brown paper bag. So there you go. Interesting. This has been great. This is one of those things, and Mr. Somers and I have talked about it before. Sometimes you have an idea for the show or you're talking about the show and you think, boy, this is going to click. And then it's just like crickets out there. And that's fine. That's fine. And then other days you think, well, we'll mention this and we'll move on. I had two or three other things. But then people want to talk about pie. And this right here, this conversation, proves once again my theory that there are more things that unite us in this state than divide us. And one of those happens to be pie. If we had more conversations about pie and less about things that divide us, we'd all get along. Or at least maybe get along better, right? Because when you go into the Norske Nook, when you go into your local bakery or pie or coffee shop, you know, you might have a coffee cluster where certain people talk about politics, but, you know, people aren't yelling at each other. They're not throwing things at each other. They're just there to enjoy a nice piece of pie. Or like my mom, she bought some beautiful lefse as well. So, I mean, maybe you're just going to have some beautiful Norwegian lefse that you're going to share with your Lutheran friends. You can do that as well. So, anyway, we're going to have to take a little bit of a pause here. We're going to come back on the other side and talk to Mr. Peter Rapine from EPOM's World, A Week in Review. You do not want to miss it. More after this from On Location from Michelin Center on the Todd Allbull Show and Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Arnold Schwarzenegger is pledging his ongoing support for Israel, hosting a meeting in Santa Monica with family members of some of the hostages.
When something like this happens, I feel personally that we have to speak out.
George Santos has been expelled from Congress. His New York constituents are okay with it.
I think his expulsion is a good thing, a positive thing, because I think any congressional representation should be held to a certain standard, and he clearly didn't meet it.
Santos faces criminal corruption charges. Pope Francis calls on leaders at the COP28 climate summit in Dubai to turn a corner on saving the planet. Cardinal Pietro Parolin read his statement.
The destruction of the environment is an offense against God, a sin that is not only personal, but also structural.
The Pope is battling the flu and did not attend in person. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with the school district's money. It also appears Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. The city of Wausau is filing a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of PFAS Forever chemicals. The lawsuit also names 61 major insurance companies that insured the manufacturers. Wausau has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the entire state, with the chemical found in all of the city's drinking water wells. Wausau officials say they hope to recoup some of the millions of dollars they've spent so far to provide safe drinking water and to try and clean up their water wells. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
39 today, under overcast skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, 35. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 38.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Currently, it's 32 degrees.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane.
The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back on location here in Richland Center, Wisconsin, home of WRCE News from the Center. Heard locally on AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Also our sister station, Country and Community, WRCO, on FM 100.9. Great stations. This is where I learned the craft of radio, right here in this very station. Well, the building's actually changed, but at this company and station, and great people like Phil Nee here. We appreciate him and all the fine staff at WRCE, WRCO. 35 minutes now past the hour. And once again, we have our ongoing contributor and friend from EPOMS World. You can find all of the work at EPOMSWorld.com. That's E as in Edward, and then B as in boy, A-U-M. World, actually it's plural, EPOMS plural, world.com. Peter Rapine joins us once again on a Friday, as he does every other week, for a little week in review. Mr. Rapine, how the hell are you?
Doing great today, Todd. Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
It's great. Now, I understand that you look fantastic, by the way, on the stream, but you were you were out maybe a little late last night.
Yeah. So EPOMS World, we had our holiday party last night, and so I'm maybe not as sharp as I would be today. I think I took too many candy cane shots last night, but I think it was worth it. As I was telling you,
this I want you to tell us on the air, because you started telling us off the air, like, this is fantastic. So you went there, you scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar, and you get there, and what do you find out?
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. There was maybe 20 or 30 singles all there for speed dating. And our table, you know, we were there hanging, drinking, and we kind of got roped in, which was quite the event for us. Yeah, people kept coming up to us with playing cards saying, I've got a 2, I've got a 5. Like, what do you guys have? And we just had to shake our heads saying, no, we're taken, sorry.
So you're in the middle of a singles mixer. People don't know that you're not playing the game. And this is quite a compliment to you guys, that people are coming up, you know, wanting to put you in the mixer.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the night kind of played its course. And I had, like I said, way too many candy cane shots. And I was making my way out. I had exited the bar. I was about to leave, go home. Mm-hmm. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint. And I accepted both. And then found myself back in the bar for another extended period of time when I should have been on the train.
So this is, sometimes life just takes you, it's the unexpected. That's the beautiful part of life. And you went there for a holiday party and you ended up getting a number and hanging out with people that you didn't expect to hang out with.
Exactly. Yeah. And I got to brag to all my coworkers who no one else got a number. So I walk back in. I'm like, hey, guys, check this out. And I throw the card on the table. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, you live life, you know.
I know. And the bar was great. It was like fully decked out in Christmas mm-hmm. decorations. It kind of felt like we were in a rom-com of sorts.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was an eventful night.
Well, good.
Also, an eventful week in content. I know.
Right.
People will, if they've been following the George Santos story, it has sadly come to an end today. our headline that we're running right now is Diva Down, Memes and Reactions to the Ousting of George Santos, which, you know, he's got a long rap sheet of making incredible stories up, lying about being on varsity, you know, volleyball teams, his mom dying in 9/11, all this crazy stuff. But through all that, he's kind of become a gay icon on the internet. And so Twitter is actually kind of sad, because they were really starting to love the guy.
Right. Yeah. Well, we covered kind of the serious part of it earlier in the show, that, you know, he was voted out only the 6th person in the history of the U.S. House of Representatives ever to be expelled from the House. But yeah, the guy is just, I mean, he's over the top. I'm not sure if he's told the truth about anything in his life, from his name to, you know, his sexuality, to his religious preferences, to his family tree. I mean, it's just one lie after another.
And, you know, you kind of have to respect a guy who's going to use campaign funds to fund his OnlyFans. Like, he's spending, you know, you know, is representing his money on OnlyFans. Did
he really?
Fans.
He really? Yeah. Oh my god!
I think four different OnlyFans accounts he was subscribed to, or somewhere in that vicinity.
Great. I mean, he's a man of the people. Come on, come on. Who among us can judge that?
Anybody wants to go on, you know, have an OnlyFans account or what? God love them, but I mean, to use the money from your contributors to your political campaign, I have a feeling that's not the intent when they gave a donation. I'm just surmising.
No. Yeah, I think George Washington would probably, you know, turn his nose up at that one.
even George Washington wasn't buying hookers back then. You know,
I mean, who knows?
That's one of the things that I get a kick out of is that, you know, people who try to make the founding fathers and, you know, the founders, they usually say, but, you know, back in the day, most of them were men, but they try to put them off this pedestal as these examples of morality and Christianity. And there were a handful of them were, but also, I mean, it's well known. If you look at history, I mean, Benjamin Franklin, you know, there wasn't a woman he didn't like, and he wasn't an alcoholic beverage he didn't like. The guy was a partier. You know, and he still was a great writer.
Yeah, no, hey, you can be both sometimes, right? You can party and get the job done.
Witness the holiday party last night.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes bonds are really forged in fire, and sometimes that fire is, you know, straddling the toilet late at night.
It happens. So to your point, though, George Santos, I mean, it's unfortunate for people in your world, like EPOM's world and other places, you know, where comedy and satire is your business. Yeah. I mean, this guy is just one great headline after another for you guys, right?
Exactly. No, it is. And he's not going away. You know, he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars probably in a couple months, and then he'll be on
the Max Paul's Masked Drag Singer. Race.
Yeah. Yeah, something. Yeah, Masked Singer, any of those ones. And George, if you're listening to this, you know, our door is always open. So, you know, come on down, man. Come on down.
All right. Well, we're the last week of November here. Any other headlines that are really catching your eye on epomsworld.com for this past week?
Yeah. So there was this story coming out of Canada. This guy, and I forget his name, but he was arrested for starting forest fires. But the irony of it was he was posting about these fires on the internet, creating all these conspiracies about who's starting these fires. And it turned out, well, he was the one who started the fires.
What a nut job.
Yeah.
What I love about EPOM's world is this isn't stuff. This isn't fiction you guys just make up. These are all real things that actually have happened in our world that you guys have parsed out and found.
Yeah, there's no way we can make this up. The headline that we ran was "Man Who Says Government Was Starting Forest Fires Arrested for Starting Forest Fires." So it's kind of, hey, man. Sometimes you do have to look in the mirror and go, "Oh, I am the bad guy."
Right? But I mean, who would? There's a special type of person that thinks, you know, that you could be starting, you know, doing a crime and then running around going like, who's doing this? This is outrageous.
I mean, you'd be surprised. A lot of people can have pretty successful political careers doing just that, though.
Right? And that's always, as someone who spent a lot of my life in politics, that's what I've said. It's like, look, if people want to have different views from me, that's fine. It's a free world. But it's the hypocrisy, Peter, that always gets me. It's the people that hold themselves up as holier than thou. I mean, I didn't even get to it today, but there's a story breaking out of Florida right now that this Moms for Liberty person and a couple other schmucks down there are having a menage a trois. And there's this big sex scandal right now involving Moms of Liberty and Ron DeSantis. And I mean, these people are going around judging others and acting all holier than thou. And behind closed doors, they're having sexual menage a trois. You know, God bless anybody, you know, who gets invited. I mean, God love them. But I mean, don't point the finger at others and say it's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Hypocrisy is probably one of the worst crimes I think a politician could commit.
But one of the best things for people who do satire and who do what you do.
It keeps the lights on, so to say.
We're talking to Peter Rapine from EPOM's World, a great website, one of the oldest sites around. And I don't ever think gets enough credit. And this is one of the great things I love having you on the show every other week, Peter, is A, we get to promo you, but B, we get to parse out some of these things that actually happened over the last week or so that we might not have heard about. Any other headlines this week you'd like to talk about here?
Yeah, so this story, I think, happened last weekend. It might have actually happened. No, it happened in Michigan, in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. There's a 12-year-old stole a forklift and then went on an hour-long chase. He led police on an hour-long chase in this forklift. He ran into a bunch of cars. But the footage is just, like, absolutely hilarious. And it's not really – I think a forklift only goes 10 miles an hour. So it wasn't quite a high-speed chase. But our kicker was, you know, I don't know, you know, if you guys are big gamers or if your audience is, but GTA 6 is coming out soon, and clearly the kids are hungry. Really excited for GTA 6. Probably a little too excited.
Mr. Zomers is our resident gamer here. Mr. Zomers, are you into this now, this gaming?
GTA 6, I feel like, well, it's irrefutable that GTA 5 is one of, if not the number one highest grossing video games of all time, just because of their continued support of it. So GTA 6 is going to be played by a lot of people and make a lot of money. That is for sure.
There you go.
I think GTA 5 might even be the most, I don't think a piece of media has ever made more money than that game has.
I think,
like,
you're right.
Movies, books. Like, wow. It probably rivals, like, the Bible as far as, like, total sales goes. It's insane. Yeah.
See, this makes me feel very old and very out of touch because I have no idea what this even means. But I'm not, I mean, the last really big gaming I got involved in with Peter was my Atari back in the 80s. You know, I just never got into the whole gaming scene. I don't know. Not one of my friends. Yeah. But I know it's a huge deal for a lot of people.
Oh my gosh, yeah. For kids, it's, I mean, most kids these days, that's how they interact with their friends. You know, we used to, back in my day, you go to the skate park, and sure, you know, kids are still doing those things, but Roblox and Minecraft and Fortnite, that's how kids hang out.
Isn't that crazy? And they hang out and they go online and they play. I have two godsons, and one in particular, he'll play these games with people all around the country
or around the world.
Around the world. It's a whole new way of socializing.
Another story we had this week that was kind of fun and keeping in line with, you know, the holiday theme is a video of a woman who isn't aware that she's being filmed, and she's in what looks like her company's break room. And our headline is, coworker who thinks she's alone ravages office chocolate cake. And she has a spoon in her hand, and she is, I don't know if you call it double dipping when you're doing it with a spoon, but she is doing that. And she's just eating it and eating it and eating it, which, hey, I would love to eat a chocolate cake. Right now, if there's a chocolate cake in front of me, I'd be doing the same.
Yeah.
But when your coworkers are filming you going to town on a cake, right, we are going to be there. And we're going to, you know, make the world know that you did that.
But, I mean, do you think that she, apparently you said she didn't know, but I mean, to have a camera in the office break room, I mean, there's a little bit of a, you know, should the employees know that?
Oh, well, no, she's being filmed by her coworker.
Oh, she's intentionally being filmed.
She's intentionally being filmed. Yeah, someone is being like, oh, Cheryl is eating the whole cake.
Oh, that's fantastic. There's one I'd like to explain because I just like it here. There is a woman, looks like she's tonguing a wolf. And the headline is, white women are never beating the allegations. Why is this woman's tongue kissing a wild wolf?
Yeah, so that one's pretty self-explanatory. It's a short video and there's not a lot of context. And this woman is out in the, you know, wilderness somewhere, surrounded by snow, and this wild wolf walks up to her. And the two must have been lovers in the past life because they just start going at it. She opens her mouth fully, and this wolf has like half of its snout just it's a disturbing video, to say the least.
So far, my favorite story of the week. Back with more with Peter Rapine on the other side from EPOM's World. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. After the top of the hour news, CBS, ABC, or AP, depending upon which network station you listen to in your local area, followed by a quick check of weather, and then our friend and colleague, the great Matt Flynn, will be on the air on these very airwaves with another edition of Matt Flynn Direct. You're not going to want to miss it. Taking us to the front lines of history being made every minute of every day, it is Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Right now, we are honored to have our guest with us each and every other Friday. He is Peter Rapine of EPOMsWorld.com, taking a look at the week or so in review. And again, the great thing about EPOMs World is that this is not fiction. It's not something that people just sit down and completely make up. These are actual things that actually happened that Peter and their staff have gone through and worked up and presenting the weird and wacky human nature that is Americans. That's one of those things, Peter.
Myself. Yeah.
Going through some of these headlines here, here's one that I like. 31 secrets the food industry doesn't want you to know. Do you really know what's going into your mouth? And it's National Pie. By the way, National Pie Day today, Peter. Right. And do you have a favorite pie?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would probably just say pumpkin. I think I'm really kind of basic. Yeah. I'm, to be honest, I'm not a huge sweets person.
Okay.
I like pie, but it needs ice cream on the side. But I'd probably go pumpkin.
All right. Tis the season.
Food facts go, or the secrets that, you know, the food industry doesn't want you to know. And I think maybe this one a lot of people do know is natural flavors. When you know, brands or products say that, there is absolutely no truth to that. And one of the funnier bits of that is there are some flavorings that are more flammable than others. And banana flavoring supposedly is highly, highly flammable.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think that means you could light a banana crisp or banana Laffy Taffy on fire, so to say, but the more you know, right?
Put some banana flavor in your mouth, you got to light a match, you got a flamethrower going on.
Possibly. Right. Yeah. And also, one that I think most people really do know is the reason, you know, when you go out and dine in a restaurant, the reason that the food is typically so much better than what you use at home really just comes down to the copious amounts of butter that restaurants use. Whenever you think, oh, is this enough butter? Restaurants using 4, 5, 6 times as much butter. So
100%. We had a caller earlier talking about, well, what are their favorite pies? He said it was like a stick of butter in it. Well, any pie with a stick of butter, right? I mean, it's
great.
I mean, you know, you could clean out the litter box and put a stick of butter in it. That's what I was going to say.
All right. That litter pie with enough butter? Hey, I'll try one.
Are those raisins? No, I'm not sure. What. Don't try that at home, ladies and gentlemen. Don't try that at home. We're not giving out cooking tips here, mind you. Peter Rapine from EPOMs World. Give us a couple others. Headlines, a week in review from EPOMs World.
Yeah, so one thing that I've been kind of keeping my eye on and really hoping that we finally got this week, video footage of delivery robots being robbed I don't know if you're aware of this, but a lot of, you know, there are a lot of startups that have started these, you know, new Uber Eats style delivery services. And in LA specifically, in Southern California, there's a lot of them. Well, our headline is R2D2 has fallen. Delivery robots are being attacked and robbed. And it's a video of a guy just walking up to one, opening the top and taking out the food, which chef's kiss.
Right?
Perfect, right? Like new problems, and you know, new, you got to work harder, not smarter, basically.
And we have these in Madison, Wisconsin, on the University of Wisconsin Madison campus. There's a company, and they're little robots that have big wheels on them and an antenna, and they're lit so you can see them at night. And they deliver food, particularly to the lakeshore dorms, where, you know, in the winter, this time of year, getting colder, kids don't want to go out. And so these robots go a mile and a half to deliver food in the snow and the cold and everything.
And it's great. I mean, right? Who doesn't want, you know, a hot burrito late at night? It's cold. You don't want to leave.
Right.
But if you're, you know, down and out, you only got a couple bucks in your bank account, you might want to follow one. You never know. You might get a salad. You might get a burger. I'm not, you know,
it's like
encouraging
these
people rob robots.
No.
But
no, it's like these people that, you know, they sell off people who abandoned their U-Haul storage things, and they just cut the lock off. They open it up, but you might pay $10 or $200, and then who knows what's inside?
Yeah, you never know. You never know what you're gonna get. That was a fun one.
And now, of course, now we're gonna have to arm our robots to make sure that they get there safely.
Yeah. Oh, totally. another really kind of short, fun, pranky video we had this week. And we do a lot of like car content, you know, a lot of, whether it's, I don't want to say crashes, but, you know, silly stuff happening on the roadways or weird things that mechanics kind of deal with. This mechanic shared a video where someone brought in a truck, and I kid you not, every single button control in the truck activated the horn. The volume, the air, the door keypad, the emergency light, every button in the car played the horn, which,
good Lord,
how does that even happen?
Right?
It's probably one of the best watches for me of the week. Just hilarious, yeah.
But about a minute left here. Tis the season. This headline on epomsworld.com. Beware of real trees. Woman's Christmas tree hatches hundreds of praying mantises. Say what, Peter Rapine?
Yeah, imagine that. You go chop down a real tree, bring it into your house, and then you have a plague, a swarm of praying mantises. Just like perfect. Yeah.
That's crazy. I've heard it. I think there was a person one time that cut down a tree and an owl like clung to it. They had an owl in the house, but having an outbreak of praying manatees in the house?
I know. So silly. I mean, what do you do at that juncture? I guess next year these people are going to just get a fake tree, right?
Be better for the they'll be traumatized by real trees.
Yeah.
The scent of pine in the shopping mall will set them off. Oh, Peter Rapine, you're fantastic. We appreciate you making the time for us each and every other Friday. People can find the work at EPOMS, plural, EPOMSworld.
Well, it is a B, B as in boy.
Yes.
It just sounded kind of like a P as in Peter when you were saying.
Well, I'm still suffering the sinuses. I'm sorry. But yes, Mr. Zombers is right. EBombsWorld, B as in boy, .com. Peter Rapine, you're fantastic, my friend. You know, and congratulations on getting the number at the speed round dating.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Hey, you too.
Thank you so much. We appreciate Peter being here. Appreciate Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE. Mr. Zomers, happy birthday, my friend. Have a great birthday. Thank you all for listening. Mr. Matt Flynn is next. Matt Flynn Direct. Do not miss that. We'll see you next week. Make it a great week in Wisconsin. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying keep banging your drum on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.